愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天下午跟大家来查考耶稣就是真理。
This afternoon, we'd like to study that Lord Jesus is the truth.
在我们先看约翰福音十八章。
Let's look at John chapter 18.
约翰福音十八章。
John chapter 18.
三十八节。
Verse 38.John chapter 18, verse 38. Pilate said to him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no fault in him at all.
再看三十七节。
Let's look at verse 7. Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth.Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
这两节圣经解释主耶稣跟比拉多在对话。
These two verses records the dialogue between Jesus and Pilate.
那主耶稣说，我来到世间给真理做见证。
Lord Jesus said, I come into the world that I can bear witness to the truth.
那凡属真理的，他就会听我的话。
Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
那比拉多就问说：“真理是什么？”
Then Pilate asked, "What is the truth?"
这是一个非常重要的问题。
This is a very important question.
真理是什么
？What is truth?
我们在世界上接受很多的知识。
In this world, we receive a lot of teachings.
甚至我们现在如果上网一天不睡觉，所有的资讯我们都没有办法完全接触到。
Even if we do not sleep at all, we cannot read through everything that is in the web today.
但是那个是资讯。
But that is just information.
那个不是真理。
That is not truth.
那到底真理是什么？
So what is exactly truth?
那如果比拉多他不知道真理，
And if Pilate doesn't know what is truth,
那他审判主耶稣的标准又在哪里？
Then where is his standard or basis for judging Lord Jesus?
所以这是一个很重要的问题。
So this is a very important question to consider.
一直我们找到了主耶稣，我们才找到答案。
It is not until we find Lord Jesus Christ that we find the answer.
那到底真理是什么？
That is, what is the answer to what is truth?
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音的十四章。
John chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
在十四章第一节开始，主耶稣安慰门徒。
John chapter 14, verse 1 begins by the comforting of Lord Jesus Christ.
说你们不要忧愁。
Toward his disciples saying, do not be troubled.
因为主耶稣告诉他将要离开他们。
Because Lord Jesus said to them that he was going to depart from them.
所以从第二节，我父的家有许多的住处。
In verse 2, he says, In my father's house are many mansions.
我父的家就是天上神所住的地方。
My father's house refers to the heavenly house kingdom that is in heaven.
那第二节下半句，我去为你们预备地方。
I will go there to prepare a place for you.
所以主耶稣现在在天上为我们预备地方。
And therefore, Lord Jesus is in heaven preparing a place for us today.
然后第三节就给我们一个盼望。
And verse 3 tells us of this hope.
我要再来接你到我们那里去。
I will come again and receive you to myself.
然后叫我在那里，你们也可以在那里。
That where I am, there you may be also.
这对门徒的一个应许。
This is a promise to his disciples.
主耶稣要跟门徒在一起，不只是三年多的时间。
Lord Jesus would not only accompany them for 3 years of his life.
这个应许是指着永恒的在一起。
But this promise shows that he shall dwell with them forever.
我在那里，你也要在那里。
That where I am, you may be also.
所以我们今天信耶稣，不只是说我们在活着这一段时间可以体验到主的同在。
So when we live in this world today, it is not only in this world that we can enjoy the abundance of Christ in our daily life.
圣经说主若显现我们要像他。
But the Bible promises us that when the Lord appears, we shall be like him.
而且我们要得见他的真体。
And we shall see him as he is.
啊，为什么我们这么有盼望
？Why do we have such great hope？
啊，因为主耶稣改变了我们的身份。
Because Lord Jesus has changed our status.
把我们从一个罪人改变成为他的王子。
He changed us and redeemed us from sinners into his prince.
啊，罪人是属魔鬼的。
For those who are sinners belong to the devil.
王子是属他的父亲的。
But the prince belongs to his father.
他的父亲就是天上的父，天上的神。
Father is that father in heaven, the God in heaven.
因为这个身份的改变。
Because of this change in status.
哦，所以连带我们就有一个应许。
Then we can hold on to a promise.
主若显现，我们要像他。
That when Lord Jesus appears, we shall be with him as he is.
哦，主耶稣复活以后。
And when Lord Jesus resurrected.
哦，他带有荣耀的身体。
He manifested in a glorious body.
圣经里面讲，这是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残。
The Bible describes this body as incorruptible, unperishable, and unblemishable.
是荣耀的。
It is a glorious body.
主耶稣显现，我们要改变像他一样。
When Lord Jesus appears, we shall be like him in glorious form.
然后用这个荣耀的身体来继承荣耀的国度。
And we shall use this glorious body to inherit that glorious kingdom above.
我们要亲眼见到他的本体。
And we shall see him as he is with our own eyes.
那第四节，我们回来看十四章第四节。
Let's turn back to John chapter 14, verse 4.
我往那里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
And where I go, you know, and the way you know.
但是第五节，多马就满头雾水，到底在讲什么？
So in verse 5, Thomas was very perplexed and asked,
我说你，我不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那一条路呢？
Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way?
因为主耶稣讲的话，他说就是灵，就是生命。
Because the words of Lord Jesus are very profound, for he speaks the words of life.
而是一种奥秘。
It is a mystery.
所以主耶稣才说，我有很多话告诉你，你不能明白。
And that is why Lord Jesus says, there's many words I want to say to you, but you cannot understand me at this time.
你在世界上不论什么学说，
No matter what we study in this world,
只要头脑聪明，省下功夫，大概都可以了解。
If we're very smart and we're very diligent, as long as we persevere, we should be able to master any discipline in this world.
但是就是主耶稣讲的话，不是我们人能够了解的。
But the words of Lord Jesus Christ is a mystery, profound mystery that's beyond our understanding.
但是只等真理的圣灵来，他就要引导你明白。
It is not until the Holy Spirit comes upon us that he can lead us to understand into the depths of his word.
所以多马说，我怎么知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那一条路呢？
That is why Thomas questioned, Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way?
十六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣，第六节，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
要回到父那里，一定有一条路。
When we want to return back to Father God, there must be a way.
那这个路是连接两点的一条捷径。
And a way is something, a line that connects two points.
一点就是我现在的我。
One point is where I am here today.
另外一点就是我的父那个地方。
And the other point shall be where my heavenly Father resides.
耶稣说，我就是道路。
And Lord Jesus said, He is that way that connects the two points.
只有耶稣这一条路。
And there is only one way, that is Jesus' way.
没有另外一条路可以把我们带回到天国。
And there is no other way other than Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣怎么做我们的道路呢？
So how is it that Lord Jesus can become the way for us to walk in?
所以这里主耶稣的自我介绍真的是很难了解。
And so the self-introduction of Lord Jesus is really profound for us to understand.
我告诉你一条路，大家都是这样讲。
For example, someone may tell you, oh, I'll tell you a way.
没有一个人说我就是路。
But very, there will be no one who will claim that I am that way.
但是主耶稣竟然说我就是路。
Yet Lord Jesus said, I am that way.
原来他是站在神的立场在讲。
For he is standing on the basis of God in speaking this.
那怎么主耶稣怎么成为我们路呢？
And so how does Lord Jesus become our way?
下面说我就是真理。
Lord Jesus said, I am the truth.
主耶稣就是真理本身。
Lord Jesus himself is truth.
所以照着主耶稣的真理，我们就可以走上这一条路。
So if we are to follow the teachings and commands of this truth, we shall be able to walk to where Lord Jesus is.
所以主耶稣就是真理。
And therefore, Lord Jesus is that truth.
那走上这一条路,
and when we follow this truth, the way,
走到底,
and we walk to the end,
就到父那里,
we shall be where the Father is.
父就是天上的神,
and Father is that heavenly, the God in heaven.
他就是生命的本身,
he is the source of all life.
所以在他没有黑暗,
and therefore, in him, there is no darkness at all.
就在他就没有死亡,
in him, there is no death.
所以这个就是生命。
And therefore, this is called life.
耶稣是真理。
And Lord Jesus is the truth.
带领我们通回到天国的那一条路。
He leads us on the path to heaven.
所以这确实真理非常重要。
And that is why truth is so important.
没有真理。
Without truth,
我们知道有神也回不到那里。
Even if we know that God exists, we can never return back to him.
那为什么主耶稣这个真理能够让我们回到父那里去。
Now, how is it that the truth of Lord Jesus can help us to return to the Heavenly Father?
我们现在来看第八章。
Let's look at then John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
三十一节。
Verse 31 and verse 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him,If you abide in my word, and you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
这里主耶稣告诉门徒。
Here, Lord Jesus instructed his disciples.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
那当时的这些犹太人马上就有一个反应。
Immediately, those Jewish people reacted.
我是亚伯拉罕的后裔，没有做过奴仆。
We are Abraham's descendants and never been bondage to anyone.
那没有奴仆，你怎么说要得自由呢？
So how can you say you'll be made free?
自由应该是奴仆被解放以后，这个叫得自由。
To be set free means that you had to originally be in bondage.
但是主耶稣在讲，就是用属灵上的观点在讲。
But Lord Jesus is referring to the spiritual bondage.
我们活在美国，大家都很自由。
Everyone may live in America, enjoy lots of freedom.
但是从一方面来讲，也很不自由。
But from another perspective, we are also held in bondage.
为什么？
Why?
三十四节。
Verse 34.
耶稣说：“我实在告诉你，所有犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。”
Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin."
所以怎么知道我们有没有罪？
And so how do we know if we have sin?
约翰一书里面告诉我们。
First John tells us.
如果我们说没有罪。
If we say, claim we have no sin.
第一个我们是自欺。
Firstly, we deceive ourselves.
因为事实上我们是有罪。
Because in reality, we do have sin.
不是说我说没有罪就没有罪。
It is not true that just because we claim we do not have sin, so we are without sin.
如果我说没有罪。
If I say I'm without sin.
圣经说我们就以神为说谎。
Then we call God a liar.
因为神说每个人都有罪。
Because God says every one of us have sin.
那如果说我没有罪，就是神讲的不对。
And if we claim today that insist that we are without sin, then we're...
神讲的话就不是事实啊，他就是说谎。
Then what God is saying has to be false, and so God is lying.
所以耶稣说，如果我们说没有罪，真理就不在我们心里。
And this way, 1 John says, then we no longer dwell in the truth.
那个标准就不在我们里面。
The truth is no longer in us.
所以真理就是一个不变的标准。
And so truth is an unwavering, absolute fact.
就是主耶稣本身。
And that truth is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣昨日、今日、明日永远不改变。
Lord Jesus, yesterday, today, and tomorrow will never change.
所以他的标准是不会改变的。
And that is why the standard of Lord Jesus shall never change.
那人觉得没有罪，这是我们以社会的标准、以文化来讲我们没有罪。
And when we say that we are without sin, we are just evaluating ourselves according to the standards of society.
但是回到神的话
But when we return back to God's truth,
特别是十诫
especially the Ten Commandments,
我们都活在罪里面
we become exposed of our sins.
这是人生最大的危机
And this is the greatest crisis in humankind.
因为罪带来很多没有办法挽回的后果
Because sin brings so many irreversible damages.
其中一个就是死
And one of them would be death.
但是三十六节就给我们一个盼望。
But verse 36 gives us a hope.
天父的儿子叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
天父的儿子就是主耶稣啊。
And the Son refers to Lord Jesus Christ.
如果他要让我们自由，我们就真自由。
If he wants to set us free, we shall be free indeed.
那这个自由就是要我们从罪里面得自由。
And freedom means that we shall be released from the bondage of sin.
就是不再被罪所捆绑。
That we will no longer be shackled by sin.
那怎么做？
And what does that mean?
真理必叫你们得自由。
For truth shall set us free.
就是主耶稣本身要让我们得自由。
Which means that Lord Jesus himself shall set us free.
或者说主耶稣讲的话要让我们得自由。
Or the words of Lord Jesus shall set us free.
所以我们只要回到主耶稣讲的话，照着他的话来做。
And so if we are to go back and return back to the words of Lord Jesus and do according to what he commands,
那我们就可以从罪得到释放。
Then we shall be set free from sin.
我们看约翰福音三章五节。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 5.
约翰三章五节。
John 3, verse 5. Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
在一般的基督徒相信罗马书第十章第十节。
Most Christians emphasize scripture passage of Romans chapter 10, verse 10.
心里相信，口里承认，就可以得救。
If you believe in your heart and confess with your lips, then you shall be saved.
这个没有错，这是完全正确。
And this is absolutely correct.
但是有一节常常被忽略，就是约翰三章五节。
Yet there is another verse that most Christians ignore, which is John chapter 3, verse 5.
如果不是从水跟圣灵中，就不能进神的国。
Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
如果要进神的国得永生，两个要件。
Therefore, the two criteria to enter the kingdom of God is
从水生跟从圣灵。
To be born again of water and born again of Spirit.
所以当主耶稣说真理要让我们得自由，就是这句话非常重要。
And that is why Lord Jesus says that truth shall make you free.
我们洗礼的真理。
It is referring to this, which is the doctrine of water baptism.
圣经讲要怎么洗礼。
The Bible teaches us how to receive the proper and correct baptism according to the Bible.
洗礼是为赦罪。
The water baptism is for a purpose of remission of sins.
在洗礼这个过程。
In the process of water baptism.
我们与主同死同埋葬。
We die with Christ, we're buried with Christ.
那从水里面上来，与主同复活。
When we come up out of the water, we resurrect with Christ.
我们的身份改变了。
And our status is forever changed.
我们的生命改变了。
And our life is forever changed.
这个叫做真理，让我们得自由。
And this is what it means that truth has set us free.
所以从水里上来，我们就变成有永生的人。
And that is why when we come up out of the water, we receive eternal salvation.
那从圣灵生就是圣灵的更新。
And to be born by the Holy Spirit means to be renewed by the Spirit.
我们洗礼起来，虽然罪得赦免，还是有罪性在里面。
And though we come up out of the water with a new status, yet we still have sinful nature within us.
那这个罪性还是会带领，如果不是谨慎，还是会带领让我们犯罪。
And when we are not alert, the sinful nature shall lead us in the wrong path and sin against God.
所以要一直追求被圣灵充满。
That is why we need to continually pursue to be filled and renewed by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵把神的性浇灌在我们心里。
For the Holy Spirit pours the essence and character of God into our hearts.
那当这个神性充满在我们里面。
When the godliness of God fulfills in our hearts.
我们被神所充满，我们结出来的果子都是好的。
When we fill with God, then all the fruits that we bear are good.
那这样我们就能够得到永生。
Then we shall receive eternal life.
所以要得永生包括洗礼的真理，包括圣灵的真理。
And that is why to receive eternal salvation, we must be able to receive the doctrine of water baptism and the doctrine of Holy Spirit.
所以真理非常重要，它要让我们得自由。
That is why truth is so important because it will make us free.
从罪得自由，从罪性得到自由。
That we will be free from sin in the past and also sinful nature in the future.
我们现在看约翰福音。
Let's turn back to John.
27章。
Chapter 17.
约翰福音。 十七章。
John chapter 17。
十五节。
Verse 15. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one.
十六节。
Verse 16. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
十七节。
Verse 17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
这里啊，主耶稣分别以前哈，那分跟门徒分别以前呢，他有一个祷告，在约翰十七章。
Before Lord Jesus separated from his disciples, there was a final prayer where he interceded for them.
那约翰福音十七章啊，有两个很重要的重点。
And John 17 bears two important points.
一个是成圣。
One is sanctification.
一个是合一。
One is unification.
所以主耶稣升天以前最挂虑的就是他的门徒成圣跟合一。
And that is why the two things that are foremost in the mind of Lord Jesus before he departed from his disciples.Is sanctification and unification.
那今天也是我们教会里面面对的两个最大的挑战。
And these two are the greatest challenges that we face in our church today as well.
教会如果能够合一又能成圣，神完全同在，神的荣耀就显明。
If the church can be unified and sanctified, then we shall be filled with God and we shall be able to glorify God.
教会如果不能成圣，神不能同在，也不能合一。神就很难得荣耀。
Church cannot be sanctified, church cannot be unified, then the Spirit cannot be filled in our church, then God should not be glorified.
首先，主耶稣提到教会跟世界的关系。
Firstly, God, Bible, Jesus mentioned the relationship between the church and God.
十六节说，他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
That is why Lord Jesus mentions in verse 16, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
主耶稣活在世界上。
When Lord Jesus was living this world,
他每天跟一大群人在一起。
Every day he was speaking to the multitudes.
但是他不属这个世界。
Yet he was not of this world.
那我们信徒也不属世界。
Likewise, we as the disciples of Christ, we are not of this world.
所以我们在受洗的时候，圣经说我们是重价买来的。
That is why when we receive water baptism, we need to recognize that we have been redeemed by the precious price of the blood of Christ.
一个东西你没有付代价去拿走了，我们变成偷的。
If you do not pay a price when you take something, you are stealing.
但是如果我们付了代价，我们就有所有权。
But when we have paid the price, then we have authority to take this item.
这个就是我们的。
Because now it belongs to us.
那我们还没有洗礼前。
And before we are baptized.
我们是属魔鬼的。
We belong to Satan.
是属黑暗的。
We belong to darkness.
是属罪的。
We belong to sin.
那现在主耶稣把我们买出来。
But today, Lord Jesus redeemed us out of that bondage.
在洗礼的时候。
Through water baptism.
耶稣的宝血洁净我们的罪。
Lord Jesus' blood cleanses of our sins.
把我们买出来。
He redeemed us with his precious blood.
从那一天开始，我是属神的。
Therefore, from that day forward, I belong to God.
所以我们是住在世界。但是我们是不属世界，世界是魔鬼的。
Therefore, though we live in this world, we do not belong to the world, because this world belongs to the devil.
我们是属神的。
Because we belong to God.
所以在十三节说我不求你叫他们离开世界。
Verse 13, that's why it says here, I do not ask that you take them away from this world.
所以我们看大部分的教堂都盖在城市。
We see many churches are built in the cities.
这是入世，要神要叫我们进入世界的一个非常重要的指引。
Because it is a very command of God that we enter into the cities and towns.
即使主耶稣晚上都到山上去祷告，白天他还是进到人群里面。
This is just as what Lord Jesus did. In the evenings, he may go up alone to the desolate places, the wilderness and mountains to pray.
所以他说不要离开世界。
But yet during the daytimes, he'll go into cities and towns to preach. And that is why he teaches us, do not leave the world.
他要我们在这个世界做盐做光。
Because he wants us to be the salt and the light of this earth.
做盐，因为我们的存在带着个社会有滋味。
Because of us, we shall be the salt of this world and we'll bring seasoning.
就是带给这个社会温暖，带着这个社会觉得很喜乐。
To bring joy and warmth into a cold world.
那带给这个社会光。
We also bring light in this world.
来引导人归向神。
To lead others toward Christ.
但是下面一句说保守他们脱离恶者。
Here speaks that Jesus' prayer to keep them from the evil one.
啊，恶者就是魔鬼。
And the evil one refers to Satan.
这个是世界的所有权人，就是魔鬼。
He is the master of this world.
啊，所以啊，我们在这个世界，魔鬼怎么来对我们
？And so when Satan has dominion in this world, how does he affect us?
啊，第一个就是让我们被世界同化。
Firstly, he will make us conform to the ways of the world.
啊，第二个就是使教会分化。
Secondly, he will cause our churches to be divided.
所以同化分化都是魔鬼的工作。
And that is why conforming and division is all a work manifestation of Satan's work.
那我怎么在这个社会里面能够成圣跟合一呢？
Then how can we pursue sanctification and unification when we're in this world?
到最后回来还是要神的话。
When we return back to God, it would take the truth and the word of God.
所以十七节说，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
That is why Lord Jesus said in verse 17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
你的道就是真理。
Your word is truth.
我们现在来看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalm 119.
八十九节
，verse 89，
一百一十九篇八十九节
，Psalm 119 verse 89。Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven.
神的话安定在天。
God's word is forever settled in heaven.
无穷尽的空间，神的话都适用。
Unlimited space and time, His word shall always be the truth, absolute truth.
在非洲，在美国，在亚洲，神的话是都适用的。
In every continent of Asia, Africa, Americas, His word is correct and true.
直到永远。
And forevermore.
两千年前、现在或者世界能够延长多久，神的话是不变的。
His words 2,000 years ago, now, and 2,000 years later shall always be the same, never change.
所以真理不改变，必须包括所有的地方适用，所有的时间适用。
Therefore, the definition of truth means that it shall apply in any time, in any space, any location.
如果我们用这个标准来看，
And when we define truth in this way,
什么都在改变。
We know that all things change over time.
法律在改变。
Laws change.
哲学思潮在改变。
Philosophies change.
文化在改变。
Cultures change.
潮流在改变。
The trends of the world change.
世界上没有绝对的真理。
There's nothing that is absolutely true in this world.
绝对的真理就是神本身。
The absolute and only absolute truth is God Himself.
还有神的话。
And the word of His truth.
安定在天，直到永远。
It is forever settled in heaven.
所以一个人要成圣，必须有神的话。
For a person to be sanctified requires the truth and word of God.
所以为什么教会需要讲恩典，但是不能都讲恩典？
And that is why in the church we don't speak only of blessings.
这个约翰福音说，充充满满有恩典，有真理。
If we speak only of grace, Actually, John chapter 1, verse 14 says, Lord Jesus came full of grace and truth.
恩典在前，真理在后。
And it begins with grace and it ends with truth.
因为人有很多的需要。
Because men have many needs.
罪的赦免，这也是恩典。
For to be able to be washed clean of sin, that is also grace.
再来，神给我们平安喜乐。
Then God also gives us peace and joy.
让我们日用的生活没有缺乏。
That we are not lacking in our daily living.
饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这个都是恩典。
That we are satisfied both physically and spiritually. This is all the grace of God.
但是我们的信仰不能够只讲恩典。
But our faith does not rest only in the temporal facts of grace.
我们要讲，还要讲真理。
We need to speak of truth.
因为真理会让我们成圣。
Because it is truth that shall sanctify us.
什么叫做成圣？
What does it mean to be sanctified?
用最简单的方法，就是跟主耶稣一样，叫做成圣。
And to define it simply is to be like Jesus.
所以圣经里面，诗篇里面说，我们要用圣洁的衣裳，穿上圣洁的衣裳来敬拜神。
That is the Bible says that we shall adorn ourselves with holy robes to worship our God.
英文叫做 beauty of holiness.
To be in the beauty of holiness.
所以在属灵上，这个 holy 圣是一种美。
And therefore, spiritually, holiness is a beauty.
所以我们人要亲近神，你要穿上圣袍。我们才能够靠近神。
And so today, if we want to draw closer to God, we must adorn ourselves with the beauty of holiness.
当然，那一件圣袍在洗礼的时候，神已经用恩典给我们。
This holy robe that has been given to us at the time of baptism.
当然，我们大家知道，如果你穿白衣，在一个污染很厉害的，不要一天，你是衣服都变成脏的。
Now today, if we are to adorn ourselves wearing something white in a very polluted and dirty location, we could easily become contaminated.
那现在网络发达的社会
，and in this age of information technology,
特别是手机又很发达
，of internet and also smartphones.
甚至你在教会里面呢、啊，虽然人在这里，也透过手机也跑到世界去了。
And even for people who are sitting here physically, their minds may be wondering through their cell phones elsewhere.
但是当我们的心深入的这个世界
，but when our heart has become entrenched in the ways of this world,
很难不会被污染。
It is very difficult not to be polluted.
当我们交的朋友都是世俗的朋友
，when all the friends that we make are worldly friends,
很难我们不会被同化。
It is very difficult for us to abstain from sin or to be conformed.
所以为什么安息日这么重要
？And that is why Sabbath day is so important.
安息日叫圣日。
Why is the Sabbath so important? Because it is called a holy Sabbath.
前面六天要劳苦。
For 6 days you should labor and do all your work.
在世界上，我们深入世界再来劳苦。
In this world, we shall be in the world to labor and work for 6 days.
第七天要从世界退出来。
By the 7th day, we shall separate ourselves from this world.
要进到神的里面。
We shall enter into the depths of God.
要让神进到我们里面。
We want God to enter into our hearts.
这样我们才能够再一次的成圣。
So that we can again be sanctified, renewed, and cleansed.
所以我们在这个世界上需要真理。
And therefore, in this world, we need the truth of God.
我们要看以弗所书第五章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第二十六节
Verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
这个地方说水借的道把教会洗净
Here it says that the washing of the water by the word cleanses and sanctifies the church.
这个水在洗礼的时候把我们洗干净
This water, through water baptism, cleanses us of our spiritual stains and sins.
那道就是我们平常的灵修
And so the word is the spiritual cultivation we do every single day.
所以为什么我们要灵恩布道会，要灵恩会
？So why is it that we need the spiritual convocation?
我们在灵恩会也查考圣经很多的道理。
Because during the spiritual convocation, we bury ourselves in the words of God.
这个神的话是洁净的。
And the words of God has a cleansing power.
那我们一直听神的话，我们的心思意念一直在改变。
The more we hear the words of God, it will continue to change our concepts and cleanse us.
越来越靠近神的话。
So that we are more and more attuned to the word of God.
所以我们的心就被道洗净了。
So that our heart has been cleansed by the word of God.
那再加上圣灵的感动。
Then the movement inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
当我们悔改，我们的良心变成非常的敏感。
When we repent, we become very sensitive in our conscience.
那个时候，我们再回头想我们的生活。
And then at that time, when we return back to view our own life,
我们就知道有很多在神面前是不对的。
Then we realize that we have done many things that has sinned against God.
那通过这样，我们不断的悔改，我们的心被圣灵感动，以至于圣洁。
And through this continual process of examination and repentance, we'll continue to renew and sanctify ourselves.
所以在圣灵的感动，在真理的这个对照之下，我们越来越圣洁。
So under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And a reflection of the word of God in the scriptures, we continue to change ourselves and correct ourselves to be more attuned to God.
我们越来越穿上圣洁的美，这样来靠近神。
And our garment becomes more and more beautifully holy.
所以我们要为什么需要真理
？And that is why we need truth.
真理让我们成圣。
Because the truth makes us free.
让我们能够越靠近神。
So that we can draw nearer to God.
所以我们每一次在开比较长的一些讲习会，比方说 NYTS 或 NATS.
That is why it is so often that occurs that whenever we have long periods of seminars such as NATS or NYTS.
前面几天最难。
The first, foremost few days are the most difficult.
因为这个人都还在世界，这样忽然进来，他的心、身体在这里，心还在世界。
Because most people, they have to make an adjustment from coming up out of the world and into this holiness of God's church.
那渐渐跟世界分别一段，然后专心来祷告、查考真理。
They need to recover their hearts from the world and into the depths of the truth of the Bible.
那越来越成为圣洁，所以体验就越来越多。
And that's when they'll start to experience God more as they receive the word of God and pray more.
那祷告就越来越圣灵充满。
And their prayers become more and more powerful, and the Holy Spirit starts to fill them mightily.
我们跟神的关系就越来越亲近。
And then our relationship with God draws closer and closer.
所以到最后我们就觉得啊，我们在这里真好。
And finally, we find that it is so wonderful to be at church.
真好是什么？
And what does it mean to be so here?
因为我们在这里享受了神。
It is so good to be here because we are enjoying God.
人间一切的享受都比不上享受神。
All the pleasures of this world cannot compete with the joy and pleasure that we have in Christ.
神的同在，神的内住，是平安的，是喜乐的。
The abidance and the dwelling of God inside our hearts is peaceful and joyful.
是自由的。
It is free.
是我们在世界上没有办法尝到的，是满足的。
It is satisfying. It's something that we cannot obtain in this world.
所以我们要真理，让我们能够洁净。
And therefore, we need to seek the truth to cleanse us of our sins.
为什么说真理这么重要？
And that is why the truth is so important.
我们现在回来看约翰福音。
Let's turn back to John.
约翰福音的第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
二十四节
Verse 24.
第四章二十四节
John 4:24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
这里说神是一个灵。
Here it says God is spirit.
所以他不是让人啊，他不是一个像我们带有肉体的人。
So he's not like people of the flesh.
那要怎么拜神？
And so then, how do we worship God?
这里说用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
We must worship him in spirit and truth.
但是你要看英文也可以另外一个解释。
There's another way we can interpret this verse.
用我们的心在真理里面来拜神，也可以这样讲。
It is to use our heart to worship God in the truth of God.
所以这样可见如果 我的心想要拜神，但是我们没有在真理拜不到神的。
And therefore, if today we want to worship God, but we are not worshiping God in truth, we cannot find God in our worship.
比方说，我相信有神，我很诚心要拜神，但是我拿佛经来念，拜得到神吗？
For example, we may be very spiritual and we want to worship God, but we are using Buddhist scriptures to worship God. Can you find God in your worship?
佛经不是真理啊。
We know for a fact that. Buddhist scriptures are not the truth.
我很想拜神，但是我拿回教的经典来拜，可以吗？
Another example, I really want to worship God, but I use
回教
可燃经use Quran to study the truth.
你拜不到神的，即使你再虔诚，再什么尽职，也拜不到神的。
Doesn't matter how reverent you are, how holy you are, how spiritual you are, you cannot find God in Quran.
因为可燃经不是真理。
Because the Quran is not the truth of God.
所以如果我们要拜神，除了要很诚心之外，要在真理里面拜他。
And therefore, unless we find the truth in the Bible with our sincerity and spirit, we cannot find God.
真理就是神的话。
Because only in truth can we find the word of God.
这样才能够找到神。
Then we can search and find God.
那另外一个就是我们要用真理来调整我们自己，我们才可以越来越靠近神。
And the other way we use truth, not just to find God, but to change ourselves so we continually adjust so we can become the way of the truth.
我每一次来，我都很诚心，我都很认真悔改。
We may be that every time we come to church, we're very sincere in repenting and worshiping God.
但是前面六天，我的生活跟真理都不一样。
By the previous 6 days of the week, we have lived a completely opposite life, opposite of truth.
我就是第七天的基督徒。
I'm only a Christian on the 7th day.
前面六天我跟世界一样。
By the 6 other days, I'm just like the people of the world.
这样是拜不到神的。
Then again, we cannot find God in our worship.
所以有时候我们要求圣灵。
And so sometimes we want to pray for the Holy Spirit.
为什么要认识真理？
Why is it that we need to know the truth to do that?
因为要用真理不断来调整我们。
Because we need the truth to continually adjust us.
调整我们的想法。
Correct our thinking.
调整我们的生活。
Correct our lifestyle.
当我们的生活越来越靠近真理。
When our lifestyle is more attuned to the correctness of truth.
我们很诚心拜到神，拜神就拜到神。
Then when we worship in spirit and truth, we shall be able to find him.
95年啊，圣灵在俄罗斯做工。
In 1995, Holy Spirit was working mightily in Russia.
1月开始，圣灵动工。
From January, the Holy Spirit started to work mightily there.
莫斯科天气很冷。
Even though Moscow was very cold in January.
零下20度、30度。
It's 20, 30 degrees below zero.
但是那个时候，差不多来的慕道者，第一次得圣灵，不是第一次就是第二次。
And all the truth seekers that came, it doesn't matter who they are, the first or second time they'll receive the Holy Spirit.
但来了三五次还没有得圣灵。
And but for those who come 3 to 5 times and haven't received the Holy Spirit,
你仔细看他的生活。
If you look at their lives closely,
都是有一些事情。
It is because they have obstacles they haven't changed.
那一些事情他如果不愿意改变，就是得不到圣灵。
If they're unwilling to change those things, they cannot receive the Holy Spirit.
有的抽烟了，有的醉酒了，有的赌博了。
Some people cannot give up gambling or drinking or smoking.
或者其他的坏事。
Or other bad habits.
我怎么悔改？但是如果我的生活不改变，就是得不到圣灵。
No matter how I repent, if I do not change my lifestyle, I cannot receive the Holy Spirit.
所以敬拜神需要心不错。
Therefore, to fear God and worship God requires a heart, yes.
但是要在真理里面。
But it must be done in the truth.
整个我从内在的心思到外在的生活。
Our whole totality, not just inside our heart, but our expressions and actions, everything must match.
要跟真理一样。
It must be aligned to the truth.
那我们就可以拜到神。
Then we can worship and find God.
体验到神。
We can experience God.
所以没有真理，没有办法得救。
And therefore, without truth, we cannot be saved.
没有办法，没有真理，没有办法成圣。
Without truth, we cannot be sanctified.
没有真理，没有办法拜神了。
Without truth, we cannot find God.
真理太重要了。
So truth is too important.
耶稣就是真理。
And Lord Jesus is that truth.
神的话就是真理。
The word of God is truth.
安定在天，直到永远。
It's settled in heaven forevermore.
唱诗。
Sing him.
373. 跪下来祷告。
Kneel down to pray.